Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
What? 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 What?
Okay, we apologize.
Yeah.
It's time for the club, baby.
What?
On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Ah! Hoo-wee.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said right after I asked which fan personality is most likely to have a micro penis, the next thing he heard is an ad read from Dusty.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting. Very
the universe kind of talking to you there.
Very interesting.
A lot of people.
By the way, there have been two, over time, there have been two fan personalities who have bragged about their below the belt prowess.
Really?
Yes.
I know one.
There's two.
There's two, huh?
I don't know why people do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
seems very
two
weird.
Have done it.
Yeah. Who's the second one?
Well, I don't know if I should name them.
Have they done it on air or just...
No.
Okay. All right, well then you...
At least I don't think.
You can tell me to the bank. Because I know one.
Yeah.
One is kind of legendary that he often does the, you know... He considers himself a...
Yeah. He'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll let you
know. Quite the hog, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, listen. I'm not telling you what's in my pants, okay? But...
Maybe you should. I do find it interesting that it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm just
if I had a giant telephone pole in there,
yeah.
I'm not telling you about it.
See, I think most people that do have a giant telephone pole, I feel like, how do I best say this?
It's a quiet confidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they say it.
Yeah, it's a quiet confidence. Or if they are bragging about it and they actually have one, they will make sure that you see it at some
Thank
point.
Thank God I haven't seen either of them.
Yes.
God.
Because I've been around enough like sports teams and people, like a bunch of like douchey dudes, that if they really are packing heat and they talk about it, that's the guy that whips it out at a party. That's the guy that will try to find a way to go skinny dipping. That's the guy that will... have it play peekaboo at the bottom of his shorts and be like, oh, hey.
Oh, whoops. Hey.
Like he does penis jokes. Like that. And so when, if you brag about it, but you never actually produce it or give the, like give you a sneak peek of it, then I often think that you're full of crap. Because I've just known too many guys that do have it, and they have no problem letting you know it like with no uncertain terms, you're not denying this.
How about, I don't care if you're full of crap or not. Why are you talking about your dong? I don't care.
It's some sort of...
No, you're insecure about it. That's why.
Oh, you're not insecure about it. It's like you think it makes you better than everyone
else.
That comes
from insecurity, you having to tell people about
well,
that.
Well, you're insecure. You're not insecure about your manhood.
No, but you're compensating by having to tell people. Like, you should never have to tell someone...
No.
That you have a huge hog.
No.
If you do, that is more of a reflection on your insecurity than it is anything else. Because nobody cares.
And I may
Well, maybe some people care, but not other guys.
Well, I may be skewed in this because
maybe some other guys. You know.
I come from a world where you can't hide it because in sports, everyone knows what everyone else has. So if you are bragging in the sports world that you have a big hog, you have it. Like, everyone will see it. So there is no place to hide, where I'm assuming maybe in the normal world, you can brag about it knowing that you're never actually going to have to produce the goods. So I might be a bit skewed, but I mean, like, I remember names. I remember places. It's just in the sporting community, when you have one, like, it's...
It gets pulled out.
Yeah, it's like a pride thing. It's a pride flag. You're going to see it.
There are a couple hammers here at the fam.
According to them.
According to them.
According
right.
to them. But again,
now,
until I see proof of it, I assume you're full of crap. I don't believe it.
How do you think Andrew Nemec feels about this lead-in for his show?
Oh, yeah. Recruiting.
Yeah, he's sitting right out there.
That is the best... pre-show debate leading into recruiting talk I've ever heard.
You can also tell when you're the sort of person that would brag about having a big hog. Like, there's a...
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's an archetype.
Yeah, there's an archetype.
Anyway, I teased this by saying there's a man who has long been rumored to only have one testicle, one ball.
Yeah.
But now they are saying new DNA analysis is proving that this man had a micropenis.
Yeah, DNA. How can... What, micropenis is a genetic condition?
Well, it's saying that... Okay.
What if he was a grower, not a shower? So he's dead?
Yes.
Is this like a historical
Long dead.
Figure?
Yes, a historic... Probably one of the most infamous historical figures, if not the most infamous historical figure.
Hitler?
Hitler.
Hitler had a micropenis. Which, by the way, makes total sense.
Well,
look, I'm convinced that like 95% of all evil is committed because of two things. One, micropenis, or you're gay and you can't admit it. I'm convinced of it. I think most atrocities occur from having repressed sexuality, and so you have to like overcompensate and be like, I'm gonna kill everyone, and micropenis. I'm convinced of it. That makes total sense.
The Nazi dictator is believed to have had a hidden genetic disorder known as Kallmann syndrome, which can thwart the development of sexual organs, according to a stunning new documentary analyzing his biological makeup.
This has been rumored for a while.
Total sense.
Yeah.
The condition, which can also inhibit the normal progression of puberty, means Hitler had a 1 in 10 chance of having a micropenis.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And
yep.
That is defined, if you want to know, as measuring less than 2 inches.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
If he was to look at his own genetic results, he would have almost certainly have sent himself... Oh.
Careful.
Can't say that.
Nope, don't do that.
The findings have been laid bare in a Channel 4 documentary, Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator, that will air later this week. So, and it will be later published in a scientific journal.
Well, it is long rumored that Hitler was gay. And so, if you're going by my theory, if you're gay, and he obviously couldn't admit that he was gay, and he had a micropenis, you're now seeing what led to the atrocities. Repressed homosexuality, micropenis.
And one, don't forget one ball, too.
And, that's a rough combination.
His genetics were... Yeah, they were a little off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of there was a lot of anger there, and
yeah.
Micro penis. Which again, it's fascinating to me to think about. I've long said that it's like the idea of horrible people doing normal things. I find fascinating. Like the idea of Hitler like being constipated or having diarrhea. The idea of like him like on a toilet like trying to go poop and can't, and then like yelling and cursing in German like that. I just it's weird. And then you think about how frail that guy, like that guy murdered millions of people, and yet he was a short, fat, out of shape man with a micro penis and one ball, and yet he committed all that. That is a fragile, weak man, and yet look at what he managed to do. It's just it's horrifying, and all that stuff just all kind of lines up. Weak, pathetic men. And like none of those people are strong, masculine, like actual alpha males. No. They're small penis cowards, apparently, with one ball. Like if Hitler could just be gay and like was allowed to just be gay, would that have all just gone away? He could have just found a man to love instead of having to shove it down and be all angry about it. Just be you.
Deal says Hitler is the worst person in human history, but even this is just piling on.
Someone said, do you think Genghis Khan had a big wang? Apparently Attila the Hun did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Attila was... and Genghis Khan, too. They said, I think Genghis Khan may have had more kids than anyone else. So at least Genghis... I don't know if Genghis Khan had a big one, but he spread the seed. But apparently Attila the Hun was... He was hung. Yeah, he was hunging it over out there, and let
people
know.
I'll take your
it.
Word for it.
Yeah.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Your run of the mill human safari news.
Oh, we're hunting people now.
Coming up next,
the most dangerous game
on the Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, we sure do. Primetime Sarajevo.
Oh.
You remember Sarajevo?
I do. Can't say I knew where we were going with this.
Oh, you know where we're going. So the siege of Sarajevo was watched by the West with horror back in the early 90s for you young Sparkies.
Human atrocities and genocide and all those wonderful things.
Serb-Bosnian militants shot at innocent civilians. Well, more than 30 years later, prosecutors in Milan, of all places, that's Italy, Jace.
Yes.
Have opened an investigation into Italian tourists who are accused of paying $90,000 U.S. to join the human safaris, shooting and killing innocent Bosnians.
So we were playing basically like every horrible Squid Game movie, Running Man, hunting the most dangerous game.
So they would pay, so these tourists would pay the Bosnian Serb army for weekend trips to Sarajevo, where they were just let loose and shot with, you know, they were just like on rooftops and stuff.
Oh my God.
Picking people off. Innocent people.
Ugh. And so this is all confirmed.
Yeah, they're looking into it.
Yeah, they're looking into it.
And only just now.
How much did it cost?
Well, like I said, $90,000.
$90,000. Yeah. I missed that part.
That's awful.
$90,000. And you know what the sad part is that doesn't shock me at all. It actually shocks me that it's that low, $90,000. I mean,
there's a Milan writer who said, we're talking about wealthy people with reputations, businessmen who during the siege of Sarajevo paid to kill unarmed civilians.
I want to be careful with this. I'm being dead serious. I'm not, like, joking. If you, like, during like, the BLM riots or what we had going on down in Portland or, you know, some of the stuff we have going on now. You're telling me that if you took some of these D-bags that go on and yell and scream and all this and the super wealthy and told them that for $90,000 you could stand on a rooftop and pick some of these people off, that there wouldn't be a line around the corner to do it?
Oh, I think there'd be plenty of people wanting to do that.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't think, I mean, we're going to hear, obviously, if you're not familiar with what happened over there in Bosnia, and that's civil war, there's genocide. I mean, that's just some of the worst atrocities we've seen in modern times. But it's going to get
14,000 died.
Yeah, it's going to get dismissed because it's over there. I 100% believe it would happen in our country. And not over a civil war, over, just like I said, what we've had the last handful of years. Guaranteed for $90,000 there would be people signed up to go do that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just awful stuff. And hopefully these people are held accountable, but do you have any belief that they're actually going to? I mean, I'm sure that they know happened and you could probably prove it happened, but how do you?
Well, the attorney said that they already have 100 names that will be called to testify.
Oh.
So they may have some people, particularly high profile people that are still around, that they may have them.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
You know?
Yeah. Well, who was it? The Chris Kyle, you know, the guy that they made the movie about, American Sniper. You remember that?
Yeah.
That dude who is since passed away, and I hate to say this, but look into it. That dude is a horrible human being. Like, everything he said in the book was a lie. Like, it's all a lie. And it's tragic that he died because he did serve in the military. But
talking about Chris Kyle?
Yeah, Chris Kyle. And he bragged in his book that he, during the New Orleans, the flood, he bragged in his book, which, by the way, he did not. It's a total lie. He said that he stood on top of the Superdome in New Orleans and sniped looters and people that were, you know, causing chaos. Dude, you...
And people believed
it. And people believed it. And they, like, celebrated. Dude, they made him into a movie. Like, everything that guy said was a lie. That guy lied about everything, including literally picking people off.
Was a lie.
And everyone was like, yeah. And there were people that celebrated it and were like, hell yeah. Shooting people. Like, you know, there's a whole section of people that think that judge, jury, and executioner, shoot them dead. Oh, yeah, yeah, F those guys. Yeah, kill them. And in this, you know, when you're talking about this stuff, that was ethnic cleansing. And they were viewed as less than human.
In other villainous news, I have a Malaysian man who often gets mistaken for a member of a street gang.
Mm-hmm.
He has started his own villain-for-hire business where he will harass a boyfriend's girlfriend so that they can beat him up in front of her.
That's genius.
And play the hero.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like what Will Smith did in Hitch?
I don't remember Hitch.
I've seen Hitch, but I don't remember him being...
He literally had a service where he would set himself up to be like a guy that would be, you know, oh, I'm going to do this, or, oh, make you look really good in front of your girl. No. This is not new, but I'll do that.
Yeah, Chelsea, if you want to look good in front of your woman, I'll dress up in the most white trash, like, I'll go full biker thing and, like, go pick a fight with you at a bar, and you can punch me and I go down, and then, like, yeah, let's... How much does this cost? Let's go.
Suk's unhappy that he didn't come up with this idea.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
Shazali Suleiman, 28 years old, advertised his services on Facebook, and he says it's a reasonable fee. He'll set up the scenario, and he'll take the beat down.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not going to take a beat down, but you can punch me. I'll take a punch. Well, I'll take one to the face, and then you can kick me a few times, like in the back. And what's he charging?
He said reasonable fee.
Yeah, I need to know what.
I think you gotta contact him to get the number.
Yeah, I need to know what the reasonable fee is because you're not gonna like whip my ass for $100, but I'm not gonna charge you like $10,000.
So he told his clients that he regularly gets told he looks like a shady character and a member of a street gang.
Yeah.
Which sparked the idea. He said, when the boyfriend went to the bathroom, I pretended to harass his girlfriend. When he returned, he confronted me like a hero.
I think this is a great idea.
And he's willing to do this for both men and women.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm 100% on board with this.
Yeah, I'm at hiring. Oh, love you, babe. I know she's listening, so.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I maybe I can't, but.
Here's the money. Suleiman would provide his villain-for-hire services on the weekdays for the small nominal cost of $22.
Oh, no, I'm out with that.
On the weekends, his price jumps to $34.
Mm.
U.S.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that for $30. We're not going to do that.
He also shared that depending on how far he needs to travel, he will add additional fees.
I was going to say, like, I got to get there. It's got to be worth my time. I mean, I was thinking more like, depending on what you wanted, like, depending on the amount of beatdown, the amount of S talking, how much showboating, I was going to say anywhere from like $250 to like maybe $600-$700. Like different layers, like there's a silver package, the gold and the platinum.
Yeah, I gotta do different tiers.
Yeah, different tiers. Like if you want to throw a drink in my face and you know, there's some, and then like kind of threaten me afterwards or have me run away versus lay on the floor. You know, there's levels to this, but yeah, absolutely.
I think it would be better if he like. No, I don't think he should harass the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should do something unsavory, and then the guy should jump in.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, steal her purse, or maybe...
I got this.
Pull a gun on the bartender, and then you jump in, and you're a hero.
I like... So, for the platinum package, what we're going to offer here is the BTJ is... I'm going to get her involved. And what's going to happen is I'm going to pretend to spike the BTJ's drink while she's away... And then you get to notice and confront me being the big scary looking dude. And you're standing up for a random person, not your girl. And then you get to kick my ass. And I think that would actually make you look more like a hero because you're not just defending your woman. You're defending all women. And you're stepping up to be the hero to save someone. I think that's a nice platinum package.
Yeah, I don't know.
No?
Well,
that's not good.
I think you get a scenario where, what are you doing protecting her?
Oh.
You like her or something?
Oh, damn it.
Yep. What's that all about?
Really?
Yeah, that there would be some women that would not.
You wouldn't do that for me.
There's this funny meme that's going around on social media. It's like a guy and his wife walking on the beach, and a woman walks past, drops her bag. So he does the nice thing for a random person, picks the bag up for her, and then the wife, over the next 10 to 20 feet, just keeps dropping her bag. It's like, then he has to pick it up again and again, and it's the obvious, like, nonverbal signal, don't do that. So, yeah, I see how this could go wrong. Mm.
So maybe it is. You just got to do like an ass grab. Maybe.
Well, I think like gunplay. Like you pretend to hold up the bar.
That's when cops get involved. You can't pretend to hold up the bar.
Well, how much are you charging to possibly be arrested for a felony?
Yeah, you can't get into gunplay.
But everybody's in on it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Except her.
Except for the guy at the end of the bar who's concealed carry and shoots. You know,
or the guy walking through like by the window and like calls 911.
No.
What if he just snatches her purse?
Again.
And then tries to get away with it.
Maybe.
And then you tackle him and
see,
beat him.
I still think the woman will be more impressed if it's a creepy thing as opposed to, like, snatching the purse is one thing because she may be like...
Okay, so more impressed. Okay, power rank, what would impress her most? Him standing up for her, him standing up against a creep,
yeah,
or him standing up against a crime.
I think the creep is the number. I think in this situation, I think the creep is the number one.
Yeah, I agree.
Standing up to the creep. Standing up to the creep.
More than standing up for her.
Yes. Well, I think that's the point is like
the creep to her.
The creep to her. The other one would be, I guess, if he was insulting and said something like, you know, you say she's ugly. Like, that's the scenario.
But that's standing up for her.
Yes. So I think one and two, and it's flip a coin, is I start insulting your wife and you're like, I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I think that one is really good. And the being sexually aggressive, making lewd comments, talking about what I would do to her. And then you stand. I think those are one and one.
Okay. So you've now changed. So you're saying it's, she would be most impressed with you protecting her as opposed to you just stopping general creepy behavior.
Yeah, I think so. Because I thought maybe the general creepy behavior, but you're right, because that could be the stay out of it. It doesn't involve me. It's got to involve her, and I think that's what I think it's insulting or creeping behavior directed towards your wife makes you seem like the biggest Charles Bronson if you stand up and whoop a bigger guy's ass.
You'll do that for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you really mean that?
Wait, I'll do anything for you, baby.
You paid him?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, then she finds out you're effed.
Yeah, yeah. Can't do that.
She'll find out. There's always a way. She will catch you.
Straight just cash, man.
Maybe just don't do it.
Yeah. How about just treat her right?
That's
so you don't have to thing. You don't have to prove anything. How about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of women have that fantasy of the you know.
Yeah,
the white knight cowboy, you know, like let's go.
They want to see you when push comes to shove.
Yeah, but at the same time, like that's not every. Some people, that's in your capabilities, and other people, it's not, and that's not doesn't make you less of a man. You know, it's all varying degrees.
Oh, I don't know. I think you should stand up for your woman no matter what.
Sometimes you have to know when the better part of valor is to walk away.
Not me.
What is that, Dave Chappelle, when keeping it real goes wrong? Yeah. It's all fun and games until the dude just flat out whoops your ass. Because we all want to believe in that story where you stand up to the bully and the bully backs down and you punch the bully in the face. Well, a lot of times what happens is you stand up to the bully and then the bully alley whips you and now you have a broken jaw. And you're like, well, good thing I stood up for my woman as you're sucking Pediasure through a straw for the next 6 months.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Or
got to stand up from a boo.
Or you can tell your woman, honey, I'm so sorry, but let's take this elsewhere because I don't want to be in the hospital. And I think that is an okay response. Again, if Brock Lesnar's at a bar and throws a drink in my face and says, what are you going to do about it? What? My response to that is probably going to be something along the lines of, I think I'm going to go drink somewhere else.
You lib.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing? I'm pulling out a couple shots of extra tea, shoving it right in my ass, and I'm bowing up.
I'm confident in most of those situations, but there's a couple of them where I'm like, nope, nah, I'm good here. John Jones is sitting across the bar. I'm like, you know what?
John, you sit right there. I'm going to go into the bathroom. I got some extra tea shots in here in my fanny pack. I'll be right back.
And then I go to the, and then I run away. You just see me in the security camera just running away Seinfeld style. I'm good. I don't need to have that confrontation. You know, we had that run in when a buddy of mine, when I was with the Buccaneers, we were drinking at a bar in Tampa in Ybor City, which is like their entertainment district. And one of the bikers started kind of picking a fight with my buddy I was drinking with, who was way bigger than me. He was an enormous defensive lineman. He played at LSU. Super nice guy. And I was like, oh, crap, because my buddy was like, the guy was being really, really bad. And then he kind of took it racial. And I was like, oh, crap. And then I realized that it was a Mongol, and they're a 1% motorcycle gang. And I had to tell my friend that we should leave and leave now, because you're not fighting him. You're fighting the 20 other bikers who are probably going to stab and or shoot us.
Yeah,
which is why
he's
this-
got you. Let's go.
Yes, we all get shot and stabbed. Believe it or not, I bought that fine gentleman a beverage and then convinced my friend that we should leave and leave now. Maybe the most horrific things that were ever said to him, and it responded with me buying him a drink. And it took him a bit to realize that, but I eventually got him to calm down and realize that this is by far the best possible scenario.
Lib.
Yeah. It's like, it's not that guy you're fighting. See those guys over there? Yeah, they're all watching us right now. My guess is that guy was sent over specifically to pick a fight with you so that you can tell him to walk outside as they walk outside and beat us and stab us. So it's just...
All right, we got to get to Schulte here. You ready over there, Schulte? You got
Schnitzel big... Wolf!
Schnitzel Wolf, you got a big update there, fella?
I think so. Yeah, got some right. Football
got
scores.
Some things in there. Who won MVP? Here's Schnitzel Wolf to tell you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There is something called the Housekeeping Olympics that is getting seething social media reaction.
Okay. We're mad at people for cleaning now?
That's right.
But they're, you know, housekeeping is an honest profession and some people do really well at it. And so now we're bashing that, the Custodial Olympics.
Yeah, it's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And there's an official TikTok account. The Housekeeping Olympics are officially underway. And there's a clip, a group of people, they're in coordinated, brightly colored T-shirts. They line up in a basketball arena. And there's a crowd and everything.
Yeah.
And when the buzzer goes off, they sprint towards an unmade bed and begin frantically making the bed.
I love this.
While there's a judge with a clipboard inspecting their techniques.
I see it here. Yeah, I see a vacuuming competition.
This sounds like something I would have watched on like Nickelodeon as a kid. This is great.
Then they vacuum. They vacuum some carpets.
I would think that, you know, in my mind, the the 100-meter dash is kind of the highlight of the Olympics, right? The Summer Games. My 100-meter dash is going to be the vacuum. When I think of house cleaning, I think of vacuuming. I think that's kind of the gold standard.
Part of the vacuuming is how they neatly coil the power cord after vacuuming.
Well, you got it.
Which is a very key element.
Yeah.
They also have a mopping relay where participants weave through rows of wet floor signs.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by that.
There's also the blindfolded buffer pad toss, a toilet paper throwing contest, and even an obstacle course on a motorized floor cleaner.
I see that here. That's kind of fun. It's like little little bumper cars.
Yeah. Nine teams. This was at the Aria.
Why are people upset about this?
Well, they called it dystopian.
Oh.
You know?
Why is it dystopian? Like, we need... I guess you don't need, but... People want housekeepers. People are happy to clean houses. It's an honest paying job. Why is that dystopian?
A couple of them said it's a humiliation ritual.
Okay.
Someone else saw it as a symbol of capitalism. Something about this feels wrong.
So not being capitalist means we don't clean up after ourselves? What are we? Okay. Sure.
It's turning how fast you do a low-wage job into a competition, trying to push the narrative that faster is better in these kinds of jobs and squeezing more out of an employee for the same pay.
No, to me, Rob, it's literally like when somebody tries to eat the most amount of hot dogs in 12 minutes that they can. Are we serious, Rob?
We're serious.
I just don't know why we condemn blue-collar work. Seriously, housekeepers... I have a guy I know that him and his family came here from Brazil, and they started a house cleaning business, and they've put both of their kids through college, and he's a business owner now. And there will come a time when these are it's the old South Park episode where blue collar work is going to be something that's coveted. This is silly stuff. This is where the Democrats and the liberals lose a lot of people is crap like this. When you try to make something like this and you try to make it into an evil sort of thing. That, by the way, no one's forcing you to compete in the housekeeping Olympics.
Yeah, they make it seem like it's this like thing they were ordered to do.
It's not Squid Games, for God's sake.
You win a prize for God's sake.
Or is it?
I still think if
I didn't tell you the eight teams that lost were murdered.
I didn't like the events. I think house cleaning should be there. The vacuuming, yes.
Yeah.
Bed making.
Toilet bowl cleaning.
100%, yes. You should have someone murder a bowl, and then you got to get that thing spotless.
I also think the tile floor cleaning.
That's pretty good.
Is important.
Yeah, down in the grouts.
Yeah, not only that, but just making sure that it's, the whole thing.
Yeah. I also think that folding laundry should definitely be in that. We get a laundry basket.
Oh, absolutely. That's
right. And we judge on speed and the tidiness of the fold.
I'm looking at pictures.
Maybe
from
a dusting.
Event. There's dudes doing this too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is absolutely insane that people call this dystopian. It's fun.
I agree, Schultz.
Well, I mean, if you don't have a college education and you're looking for a job that you can do, that you can make good money on,
a lot of people are proud of their work, you know.
Have you seen what some house cleaners charge? My buddy that lives down in Bend, he's a wealthy guy.
Cheap.
He was lamenting the cost of their housekeeper. And they had basically their housekeeper came to him and said, "Hey, I am so booked up." People down in Bend have money.
Yeah.
Obviously. And she basically said, "If you don't pay me X, I can't keep cleaning your home because I have so many offers." And I'm telling you, now they're big houses, right? They're obviously very nice houses. I was shocked, absolutely shocked.
How much?
At what they were paying for a cleaning.
Is it a monthly?
No, I think it was bi-weekly, if I'm not mistaken. And I think each time that the person came in, I think they were paying her, I want to say it was like $600. And she said that was no longer an offer.
How often did she come?
I want to say it was either once a week or once every other week. And it was $600. Mm. And she was like, and it was,
Oh, how deep was the clean, though? You know, like, does she really?
I don't know.
After it, or?
But they moved on. Like they were like, we can't. And then I think they wanted to go back to her because they couldn't find anyone. I guess that if you want to be a house cleaner, go to bed. Because it's, I guess that market is a booming because it's a bunch of like people obviously have moved there from California and retirees and stuff, and they don't want to clean these big homes. And those ladies are making money hand over fist.
And dudes.
And dudes.
Come on, man.
And dudes.
Being sexist.
Yeah. I think it's mostly a female run thing, but oh, my buddy's parents that came from Brazil, that was a husband and wife team that went and cleaned the house.
All right, we got to wrap this bitch up. Andrew Nemec standing by with his show coming up next. We'll wrap it up when we return here on 105.1 The Fan. No, we don't. You know who has you from here? Andrew Nemec. I just was out there. He's scrolling through Instagram feverishly. Right now,
just randomly, or is he scrolling through high school recruit Instagrams?
No, it looked like
just regular.
Personal Instagram.
Oh, okay, well, he's maybe checking out some hots.
Yeah, I think he's done so much show prep, he's ready to go. He's waiting in the green room.
Put yourself in a good mental state by looking at the Instagram hots.
By the way, Masters Pete is in, fellow rich guy.
Yeah,
and he says $200 per visit, two times per month.
Not down in Bend.
$400 a month.
Yeah, good luck getting that down in Bend, Masters
Pete.
Yeah,
that's a great deal.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
Is that going to go over well if I go home and I say, hey, babe, what do you think about a house cleaner?
I'm surprised you don't have one.
My gal does it once a month. We have a lady come in. Well, two ladies come in once a month. And my gal loves it because they don't do the deeper clean.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
And then the other cleaning, we can do that.
Yeah.
Keep up on that.
Yeah, she does once a month.
It's the deep clean.
And she debated it for years, and I was like, just freaking do it. And now that she does it, she's like, oh my God, it's the best money I spend.
All right, everybody. I love all of you.
We will not be here.
I know, that sucks. Sorry. We're sad about that.
Schnitzel Wolf will be here, though.
Yeah. I will be out in town having happy hour, though. I want you guys to know that. Come find me. You can buy me a drink. Yeah, we're out. Ducks football tomorrow. Andrew Nemec coming up next. We're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.